This is TWiT.
Susan, Tehachapi, California. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you, Leo?
I am well. How are you?
Yeah, I really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Listen, I have I bought a flip phone to replace one that died, a Samsung, and I've taken a lot of pictures, and I have it through Sprint, but they can't seem to find a way to take my pictures and put them on my computer to save them.
Yeah, flip phones were never really designed to what you want to do really is design is all about smartphones. I mean, we've had camera phones for a decade or more.
Right.
I remember getting my first camera phone. It was a flip phone it was from Sprint, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
A Motorola flip phone. But that was 2001. And you could upload pictures, but you didn't have any easy way to get them on your computer. So you've been going to the Sprint store? Have you been calling Sprint? Is that how you've been?
I've gone there about four or five times.
So here's what.
Yeah.
So in my experience, going to the company store, the store owned by AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile, isn't as good as going to a nice little third-party store with a smart guy behind the counter who sells a variety of service plans with a variety of carriers. Those guys can help you because they have a device. In most cases, it will work with most phones. They connect it to the device, and it gets your data off the phone, puts it on a card that you can then put in your computer. So the Sprint stores, the company stores, tend not to want to do that. They don't have things like that. But the reason these third-party stores do, they want to move you onto their plan, right? And so they want to make that as easy as possible. So if that's there are ways to do this if you're super geeky. I've done it. It's terrible software. There's third-party software out there that's written by, it's janky. It's written by somebody who's not a great user interface designer, probably a really geeky, smart guy who never spent much time on making it work well, but it works. And you can copy the stuff off and blah, 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 but it's a real pain. And it was tricky. And in order to do that, of course, then you have to have that cable that fits your phone, which is a special proprietary cable. Your best bet in the future, get a smartphone, because they all do this. In the meanwhile, find a good third-party phone store, the little hole-in-the-wall shop, and ask, say, I'll pay you $20 to give me a SD card with my computer's pictures, my phone's pictures, and he'll do that for you. 8888, he'll have the cable too. See, that's why you want to go to him. He has that special little box, sucks all the data out.